Another life to choose it. They make you go the distance. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me, because you're whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life, because you're
I've got to say thank you to you for indulging me in just decade hopping in this particular episode of Girly So Groovy. I feel like in some ways the two of us have jumped in a time machine and I am erratically going through time. But we need to celebrate voices from any decade. Trailblazers, modern marchers. This is Girly So Groovy. Going back to 1967, it is Tammy Wynette, one of the greatest country singers of the 60s and 70s. Tammy Wynette with her song, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. It is the title track from her 1967 album. In the middle, it is Guelph, Ontario, country and western band Nicolette and the Nobodies. It was just last year that Nicolette and the Nobodies burst on the scene with their album, The Long Way. We heard the opening track, Better Days, and then kicking off the set, it is new music from Margot Price. Her latest album is called Hard-Headed Woman. We heard the song, Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. Okay, again, let's jump into something from 2025. It was back in 2014 that four University of Auckland jazz majors formed a band based on their love of hook-filled indie rock. Well, over a decade and now four albums later, the Beths are back with their new album, Straight Line Was a Lie, with the album proving to be one of their most personal yet. Here we go. Title track, Straight Line Was a Lie, from the Beths here on Girly So Groovy.
What? I was
thinking about something else.
Straight line was a lie. I thought I
Music right there from the long defunct but long celebrated Halifax 1990s alternative rock band Plumtree. It is the song Scott Pilgrim, a song that went on to inspire an entire movie. Plumtree with the song Scott Pilgrim from their 1997 album Plumtree Predicts the Future. In the middle, it is Dutch alternative rock band Pip Blom. From their debut album, Boat, we heard the song Ruby. And then kicking that set off, new music from New Zealand alternative rock band The Bats. Their latest album is called Straight Line Was a Lie. It was released back in August. We heard the title track from The Bats. Well, friends, lots more music to get to. We're only halfway through this two-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy. Before we get to any more music, though, let me remind you, have you missed an episode of Girly So Groovy? No judgment on my part. I'm not rolling my eyes quietly judging, but listen, if you did, for example, if you were gone on summer vacation, anything like that, you can catch up with Girly So Groovy online. We are online at the website that's absolutely free, no membership required. All you need to do is go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. There you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you. To press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. There's still the Pride Month episode waiting for you. There's also that episode we did in August where it was a full two-hour mixtape of nothing but song titles that were people's names. Super fun to do. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Before we get into that second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. When we talk about bands that have not received some Girly So Groovy radio love in some time, Montreal alternative rock act Pony Up is definitely one of those bands. They just make this heartfelt, heart-tugging, heart-breaking alternative pop rock. Pony Up. We're going to go back to their 2006 album, Make Love to the Judges with Your Eyes. The song is called The Truth About Cats and Dogs Is That They Die. It's Pony Up right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Shoot.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and, of course, to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music coming up in this second hour from My Brightest Diamond, Sinead O'Connor, Suzanne Vega, music on the way from Beth Orton, Suki Waterhouse, music from Reina Tropical. We are going to move kind of through this hour from an heartfelt indie rock vibe right through to absolute Caribbean Latin electronic vibes. Come with me. Connect the dots. I'm going to start off the second hour, though, with an artist that I have said this before, and I am going to say this again. Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer-songwriter, guitarist, and let's be honest, better known these days as one third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius, has released her fourth solo album, Forever is a Feeling. She released it back in March. The album, I have to say, caught me off guard, but in a good way. It is a heartfelt love album. Weeks before the album was released, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. For all the anxiety, for all the angst, the rage, the fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to revel in love with Lucy Dacus, especially the fact that we're celebrating queer love. Here's Lucy Dacus with Come Out right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I missed your call because I was in a boardroom full of old men guessing what the kids are getting into. There was a cardboard cut out of a cowboy in the corner pointing his gun in my face. I don't belong here, nobody does, except maybe those old men collecting dust. Why am I not wherever you are? There is no distance that wouldn't be too far, even on opposite sides of the room. To the toddlers and the scandalized moms, I wanna scream from the bottom of my lungs. I wanna scream my throat dry. And if that means I never sing again,